Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Who's not under stress these days? Our guest today, motivational speaker, frequent radio and TV talk show guest, and author of over 30 books, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, says that too much unmanaged stress can sabotage even the best of health intentions. In fact, in one of her latest books, Choose to Thrive, she says it's impossible to create vibrant health if you are always feeling stressed out. Chronic stress, she writes, causes weight gain, immune dysfunction, fatigue, depression, all kinds of disease, and more. Well, today, Dr. Susan will tell us how to manage our daily stressors more mindfully and create a more balanced lifestyle. Is that even possible? Well, our guest today thinks it is, and she will tell us how and offer very practical tips to upgrade the quality of your life, more joy and less stress in 2019, 12 simple ways to create a more fulfilling life. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones back with us on This Week in America. Welcome back to the program. I'm really looking forward to today, and I'll be taking notes as we're talking.
I know you will, and thank you, Rick. That was a great intro. Thank you very much.
Well, so much to talk about on the program, and this is so important to just about all of us out there. And let's start very basic. What exactly is stress? We hear that term thrown around a lot. What is stress, and why is reducing it so important?
Yes, and let me also say right up top here that if you listening, if you feel like the demands of your daily life exceed your ability to meet them, you're definitely not alone. Everywhere I travel in this country and in England, the UK, or, you know, France, Canada, people are always stressed out. And it's not really the people in your life or the complications or the times in which we live that cause the most stress, but rather it's what you think about the people, the complications, and the times in which we live. So as we'll talk about shortly, your attitude has a lot to do with this. And the American Association, Rick, of Family Physicians reports that two-thirds of all doctor visits are due to stress-related ailments. And it's also believed that 80 to 90% of all diseases are stress-related. And if you're female, stress is even more damaging to your health. Study after study has found that women suffer from both stress and depression more often than men. So it's part of everyone's life. We just need to know how to manage it better.
What's interesting, we're all looking for ways and looking for ways collectively as a country to lower our health care costs. And what you're saying is basically we could cut back maybe two-thirds of that if we get this stress under control.
Not only that, and that's a great point, but $150 billion are lost every year in the workplace because of stress.
Yes. It's a staggering figure. What causes stress for most people? And then we talk about health issues. What kind of health issues does too much stress lead to?
All right. So, you know, we're all different, but most of us, I think, will think of deadlines and commitments when we think of stress. But it has many causes. It can be triggered by emotions like anger, fear, worry, grief, depression, and guilt. It can be caused by weather-related, you know, environmental issues, rain, hurricane, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, fires, or how about unpaid bills? When there's no doubt about it, if you can't pay your bills, your stress level will go up, and it suppresses your immune system and drains you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, so you want to live below your means. And what happens when you have constant stress, chronic stress, not just, okay, you've got a big meeting with your boss tomorrow and you're going to ask for a raise. That's acute. You might be a little stressed out. Maybe it will help you plan better for the meeting. But when you have chronic stress, like I write about in Choose to Thrive, one stress after another, oh boy, can it lead to so many, wreak havoc on all the cells of the body. It leads to high blood pressure, heart problems, fatigue, joint and muscle pain, headaches, suppressed immunity, weight gain, sleep debt, bone loss, acidosis and inflammation, insulin resistance, even constipation. So whatever you can do, and we'll talk about some of my surefire tips to manage the stress in your life, boy, will you be you'll be ahead in the ball game, and you'll have a much more quality life.
With us on This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Her website's susansmithjones.com and bookstouplift.com. Information there on all of her books. It's a wealth of information that you'll find at the website. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've got 12 surefire stress busters, best tips for creating a healthier, more joy-filled, balanced life, a great way to start off 2019. Let's start with number one. You've got set the tone. Sounds simple enough, but how do we go about doing that?
All right. And you and I have talked about this before in the past. Remember that the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone
Yes.
for the whole day, just as the first week of the year sets the tone. And so how do you want your day to be? Hopefully happy, joyful, balanced, and completely enjoyable and not harried and hurried and stressed out. So make that the first 40 minutes of the day. Maybe you set the table the night before for breakfast or get the kids' lunches ready or get your workout in the morning. Whatever you can do to make the first 40 minutes relax, then your day usually follows suit. And this might sound very prosaic, but make your bed in the morning, because studies show that when you make your bed, it actually reduces stress, and you feel better when you walk into your bedroom and see a nice, neat bed.
Yeah, otherwise you walk in, you look at your bed, and you go, all messed up like my life has been today. So there's something that mentally satisfying about that. That's interesting, because if you wake up in the morning and your first thought is, I have no idea how I'm going to get through the day, you've got a negative tone right from the very beginning.
That's right. That's right. And you don't want to do that.
Set the tone. First 40 minutes is key. Number two, you talk about get moving. How does that make things go better for the day?
And I don't mean so much moving your jaw by too much overeating. What I'm talking about, Rick, is exercise. And the discipline associated with exercise makes you feel good about yourself. So get started today. The only things you have to lose are some pounds, sleepless night, and fatigue, sleepless nights. And there's compelling evidence, by the way, that exercise adds years to your life. There was a Stanford study done a couple years ago that showed participants who expended 2,000 calories a week, that's not that much, and vigorous exercise, not just walking slowly at the mall, but vigorous, lived 2 years longer than inactive people. And like eating habits, exercise is a lifetime commitment. And if you stop exercising, the benefits are rapidly lost. So it requires consistent reinforcement, but it will improve the quality of your life, and it's one of the best ways in the body to reduce stress. Rick, there was a great study done at USC where they had patients take a vigorous walk around a track that was just level that raised their heart rates to more than 100 beats per minute, and that reduced the tension in their bodies by 20%. And this effect was even greater than the second group who were given a tranquilizer. So go for a walk, hit the gym, do weight-bearing exercise, give yoga a try. Whatever you can do will benefit you immensely.
Not only physically, but you're saying mentally as well.
Mentally, spiritually, you know, it builds your confidence. It makes your skin look better. It boosts your immune system. It's like you put on rose-colored glasses. Your whole life will look better if you exercise and if you keep your word, keep that discipline commitment.
More joy and less stress in 2019. We're talking about 12 simple ways to create a more fulfilling life. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones with us once again on the program. Website susansmithjones.com and bookstouplift.com. You've mentioned diet, and that's so important. Is there such a thing as a stress-relieving diet?
And there is. You see, if you eat more higher water content foods like fruits and vegetables, it reduces stress in your body. And a diet rich in great vegetables and fruits plays a role in reducing the risk of major illnesses like and death, including heart disease, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, vision loss, hypertension, and obesity. And these fiber-rich fruits and vegetables add a bonus of beautifying the skin, boosting metabolism, elevating the mood. So when it comes to the best way to eat, thinking of mostly plants, like my grandmother taught me, is a pretty safe bet. And remember, Rick, this is so crucial. Eat only as much as needed and not much after nightfall, within 2 to 3 hours of sleep. If you graze on smaller meals more frequently through the day, say every 3 to 4 hours, it stokes the metabolism, stabilizes blood sugar, helps to reduce cholesterol and unhealthy habits of overeating. So it's very prudent to plan out your meals so you don't get famished and then really overeat.
We get bombarded with messages about supplements. Take a supplement for this. If you want to feel better, take a supplement for that. Talk about the role of supplements and how we find out the best ones to take. I'm talking about from a quality standpoint that actually may do us some good.
Well, let's first talk about supplements of fresh air. If you work in an office all day and don't go out much and stay in your home, you need fresh air. You need sunshine. I also like things like alkaline water and heat therapy with an infrared sauna. You know I love molecular hydrogen tablets and using the inhaler. I also like whole food supplements like flaxseed and chia seeds. And, I could go on for an hour of the best supplements, but in my latest newsletter, if you haven't signed up, it's free in my sidebar at SusanSmithJones.com, but you click on a button and it takes you to a page that gives you all of my favorite whole food supplements, most I've been taking for decades. You know that it's over 32 years I haven't had a cold or a flu. I know the supplements and, of course, my healthy lifestyle are making a positive difference.
You also talk about sleep, and we've talked about that before. And boy, it keeps coming back. That's one of the fundamentals. That's part of the foundation of a healthy life, isn't it?
Well, it is for sure. Consistent lack of sleep leads to greater stress and wrinkles, depression, weight gain, accelerated aging, low or no libido, toxic buildup, irritability, memory loss, lethargy, relationship problems, traffic accidents. So refrain from watching the nighttime news right before you go to sleep.
Exactly.
Even though you think you're a positive person, it's hard not to take in all the negativity on the news. And you don't want that in your mind when you go to sleep. Make your bedroom an exquisite, peaceful sanctuary. There are things you can do like lavender. A few drops of essential oil of lavender on your pillow or, on a tissue that you put inside your pillowcase, that helps to soothe stress and calms the body. So you've got to make sure you get good sleep, at least 7 to 8 hours a night. And one way to tell if you're getting enough shut-eye is to see if you can wake up at a regular time without an alarm. If you require a buzzer, and I have a couple clients who need 2 to 3 to go off in the morning to get them out of bed. But if you need a loud alarm, you're probably not getting enough sleep. You just can't be vibrantly healthy without getting good sleep every night. And it makes you eat more of unhealthy foods the next day. Takes away all your willpower when you don't get enough sleep.
We also have talked a lot about another foundation, another pillar is drinking water, staying hydrated. Talk about the role of that. Again, it seems simple. Sleep's not going to cost me anything. I can actually get sleep and I'll feel better. Basically, water's in the same category.
Pretty much in the same category. By the way, my 4 blogs today, all posted today, talk about all these things that we're talking about today, but in much more detail. Drinking ample water is necessary for your joints. It feeds your cells, keeps your skin that constantly loses moisture to the environment, soft, clear, and youthful. Water fosters vitality. I prefer my good alkaline waters to keep my body on the alkaline side. But when you don't drink enough, you can do an experiment and just say for 3 days, I'm going to drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water in between meals. lack of moisture in faces creates wrinkles the way lack of moisture in plums will create a prune, and you don't want to look like a prune. So keep your body hydrated.
We're talking about finding more joy and less stress in 2019. Our guest in the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Her website is susansmithjones.com. Also, the website bookstouplift.com. Click on by going directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're talking about 12 surefire stress busters, best tips for creating a healthier, more joy-filled, balanced life. And we're back with Dr. Susan after these messages. Welcome back This Week in America, talking about finding more joy and less stress in 2019, 12 simple ways to create a more fulfilling life. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Websites, susansmithjones.com and bookstouplift.com. Going through the list, and this is, you've got a trifecta here for us. Pray, meditate, and breathe deeply. Talk about the roles of all of those.
Yes, well, gosh, what can I say about prayer? We could do a few hours on that. Of course we want to pray every day. You know, I wake up in the morning, part of my first 40 minutes is I always read parts of the Bible, and then often I'll take a quote from the Bible or like a word, like stillness or peace be still, and I will just meditate. And it's, you don't have to be a Buddhist monk to know how to meditate, and I've learned this from my grandmother as a teenager, and it's a great way to start the day. But you can slowly inhale and say the word still, and as you exhale, say N-E-S-S, you know, stillness. Or how about peace as you inhale, and then be still, a quote from the Bible, as you exhale. Meditation is a way to unplug from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. And when you combine prayer, reading the Bible, with meditation and breath work, deep breathing, it helps to balance the stress hormones, helping to lower heart rate and blood pressure, and it truly makes your life more enjoyable. I try to bookend my day, morning and evening, with some type of meditation. I might only have 5 minutes. Sometimes I have an hour. That's rare, but if I have an hour, I'll do that. But on the days when I can't get in meditation, it's so funny how things that normally would never bother me become mountains in my life. And it's just a wonderful way to tap into that eternal peace and love and joy and light that is within you, within every one of us, and bring that out into the world. You'll be a better person if you find 5 minutes, at least 5 minutes a day, a quiet place somewhere to meditate.
And you talk about laughter. Laughter, we think, is sort of, okay, if I'm laughing, I'm not being serious, I'm not tackling the chores. Laughter actually helps us tackle the chores, doesn't it?
It sure does, and it releases those endorphins that you release when you do aerobic exercise that act in the body as natural stress busters and assuage the tension. So whatever you're worried about, find ways to fill your life with laughter, maybe funny TV shows or movies or happy people. It fills your lungs with oxygen-rich air. It counteracts anger, fear, depression. It helps relieve illness and stress. So just make sure you get plenty of giggle time in your life every day. Even laugh at yourself. We all make mistakes. It's a humbling experience. And just find ways to laugh.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, talking about ways to find joy, less stress in 2019, and why that's so important. In detail, the tips we're talking about at our website, susansmithjones.com. Spending time in nature is one listed. We touched on that sort of under supplements, but that's really easy to do, and there's nothing like walking outside, breathing fresh air, and hopefully seeing some sunshine.
Hopefully,
yes. I say that in the Midwest, yes.
Yeah, whether it's your backyard or the local park down the block, or luckily I'm minutes from the beach in Santa Monica, and a few times a week, early morning, I start my day with a hike up in the mountains. And when you're outdoors in nature, it lifts your spirit, it relaxes the body, it infuses your body with health-enhancing negative ions. Those are the happy ions, and it gives you a sense of well-being and centeredness. if ever I've done a hike, and I've done this for decades, and I think I have issues and problems and lots of stress before the hike, they're not there when I finish the hike because I'm a happier person. And you know that I have a private practice, and when people come to see me for depression and lots of stress, we often don't meet in my office, but I meet them at the bluff overlooking the Santa Monica Bay, and for the first 5 minutes we walk, and that we can't talk. They can't talk, because then I know the session will go better after they get some of those endorphins released in their body.
Time goes by so quickly. There's so much to talk about. And in more detail, information at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. You talk about the power of gratitude, being thankful and showing gratitude. Talk about that, because that comes back to us, doesn't it?
It sure does. And cultivating the habit of gratitude is like this magnetic force that attracts back to you more joy, calmness, and peace. And it's important, this all goes together, to see the best in everyone and everything. If you're facing a challenge, handle it with vigor and poise, and at the same time, find opportunities to smile more, to laugh more. Both of those activities firm your facial muscles and reduce stress. Remember, my grandmother always used to tell me that attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And if all you did all day was look for things to appreciate and things for which to be grateful and keep your attitude up, you would have a joyous, spectacular life.
That leads us to number 11, seek out beauty in your daily life, because it's there.
Well, and it's different for everyone. Beauty, to me, might be a simplified, decluttered home, or my garden, or fresh-cut flowers in my home, or a museum, or a butterfly, or a ladybug, or dragonfly, or a shooting star, or sunrise, or sunset. If you seek out beauty, whatever it is to you, or beautiful music, of course, if you seek that out, it actually changes the whole vibrational rate of your body. You know how you can listen to a piece of music, and it lifts you up, but it's up to you. I tell people to be a beauty seeker. Go out every day and find beauty in your daily life. It's there, waiting for you to acknowledge it.
You just need to be aware, know that it's there, and then embrace that. It
yes.
leads us to number 12, and this sort of ties everything up. You talk about becoming the CEO and president of your body, health, and life. We look elsewhere for all these suggestions and tips and help in getting there. It's really, it comes back to us, doesn't it?
It always does, and it always comes back to the attitude. And of course, you got to sleep, you got to eat better, you got to exercise, do all these things. But it all starts with your attitude. And as I mentioned a moment ago, my grandmother, when I was a teenager, always used to, my nickname was Sunny. So she said, "Sunny, attitude is the mind's paintbrush. It can color anything." And with attitude, not only do you want to look for the good in everyone and everything, but Rick, that starts with yourself. You've got to love yourself, and you can choose to live peacefully, because what better evidence of spiritual strength could we have than a peaceful mind and a loving heart? Champion your own self-esteem, your needs, healthy self-boundaries, and create an empowered presence. And every day I invite joy, love, peace into my life. I tell people to dream abundantly, say yes to your highest vision. No, be joyful, like Romans 12:2. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. And know you deserve the very best, life's richest blessings. And it's up to each one of us to, God put us here to celebrate life and learn lessons, not keep repeating the difficult lessons, and make the best of our life. We can all do it.
12 simple ways to create a more fulfilling life, more joy, less stress in 2019. Our guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, all this information and more at our website, SusanSmithJones.com, also BooksToUplift.com. Go to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us, and you can link on directly to Dr. Susan's website. Great program, as always. Look forward to having you back next month. Thank you so much for helping us get off to a good start for this year. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. See you next month.
And we will do that. Much more to talk about with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Once again, the website, SusanSmithJones.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.